Let's get Lisa Lanier in here, our official attorney of the Two Guys Named Chris show. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. I hope you guys are.
Doing well. Always look youthful, Lisa.
I bet you do great with this.
I can't wait to try it.
You should. It's how-old.net. And do it with your phone and just put a picture up there, and it'll zoom in on your face and tell you how old it thinks you look. But, you know, honestly, you are in such great shape, and you always look – you know why I think you look so young? Because you're always smiling. You know, a sunny disposition. She's wonderful. Wonderful to have you around.
Unless you cross her in court.
Oh, God, yes. Don't do that. Then she'll just unleash on you. The claws will come out. Let's talk about legal matters here today. Three legal cases for a lawyer up. One is about a couple on the cover of erotic soft porn. You may have heard about a book that came out, I'd say before Christmas, maybe 6-7 months ago, called A Gronking to Remember. It's about Rob Gronkowski, loosely. It talks about Rob Gronkowski and sexual escapades.
Can they legally name him in the book, or is it just a character based on a popular tight end who's kind of big?
It must be just based.
I don't know.
I don't think they did name him in the book, but they called it A Gronking to Remember. It's an e-book written by a woman named Lacey Noonan, and there's a couple on the cover. Mm-hmm. They're embracing the couple, the man is kissing the woman's forehead. Well, it turns out that's just a regular everyday couple, and it's their engagement photo. So they are suing the author, Lacey Noonan, Apple, Amazon, and Barnes & Noble, claiming the author used their engagement photo without permission and held them up to ridicule and embarrassment. And now their friends, their family have all seen it. They're totally embarrassed by it. They were celebrating their wedding. And this is what it turns out to be. It's on the cover of a softcore porn book. So now they don't want to be named. They're calling themselves John and Jane Roe, asking for $25,000 in damages because of this. What do you think, Lisa? Did they win this case?
Oh, yeah, they do. They do. And actually, they will win more than $25,000. It'll probably settle. Mm-hmm. But that $25,000 is just a pleading term that you basically have to tell the court if you're trying to get more than $25,000 or less than $25,000, so the court will know which jurisdiction to put you in, district court or superior court. Mm-hmm. But they're actually going to be going for a lot more than that.
Okay.
And I think they'll win. I mean, it was their photo, and basically it was accidentally, I think, found in a stock photo site by this author.
Mm-hmm.
But now they have a good claim against the author, but all these other people that they've sued, they don't have a good claim against, because there are a couple of laws that protect sort of intermediary sites like YouTube and places like that from someone posting a protected work on their site.
Okay. That makes sense, because how would BarnesandNoble.com know their photo has been illegally used? They just put the book up there. But I would ask you this. How does their photo get into some stock photo website? Do they put it up on Facebook or whatever, and then it just goes there accidentally?
Yeah, somewhere in the world, you know, it could be that their wedding photographer had it on a site or something, you know, with publicizing their own, you know, the wedding photographer site, something like that.
Yeah.
Could easily have a lot of times these stock photo companies, you know, will sort of, work with photographers to get all sorts of just random stray photos of bizarre things. Because
mm-hmm.
In advertising, you know, they need a photo of a mushroom, they need a photo of, you know,
right,
bizarre things. And so a lot of times you really have to be careful with stock photos.
It's a nice photo, though. I thought it looked really good.
Yeah, I mean, it fits the mm-hmm. tone.
They're attractive people, too. They're good. That's a good-looking couple. And they're on the cover of A Gronking to Remember. If that happened to me, I would be so excited, because, A, I would feel like they thought I was a good-looking enough couple to put me on the cover of a softcore porn book. And, B, I could just pretend to be mad and then sue and get more than $25,000.
Your face was on the Jimmy Kimmel Show and all that.
I know. Yeah. It's a total win.
Everywhere Gronk went, that book went.
Yeah.
You read the book.
It's,
that kind of thing.
It's a total win, you know. We go next to a story about Grindr. Now, I don't know what Grindr is, but Biggie keeps trying to get me on there. So I guess today I will. Apparently, I don't know exactly, but you know, I do what Biggie says. There is a guy on there named William Saponaro from New Jersey, and he went on this app. This is a meetup, hookup app, I believe for homosexuals. And I think that's right. He was arrested because he engaged in what's being called an app-assisted sexual encounter with a 13-year-old boy. Okay, he goes to Grindr. Swipes the way you're supposed to swipe. So does a 13-year-old boy. They're all swiping the same direction. And they wind up together. This guy is 52. The kid is 13. And so he's arrested. But he's suing Grindr because he says, look, I trusted the website. I trusted the app that they screened people and that this kid was 18 or over, as he's supposed to be on Grindr. And I must say, I do see where he's coming from. Lisa, your thoughts?
No, this guy, he lost already. He's been tossed out of court. And
Lisa, but I see where he's coming from. You don't think so?
Well, you know, he basically that Grindr does not, and there's another site called Tinder that's kind of the same thing for heterosexual folks, I think. And
yes.
It basically, my understanding, it uses your geolocation in your phone mm-hmm. to hook you up with other people who are interested. And I think it's not so much a dating app, I think, as it is sort of a hookup app.
Right. Yes.
And they don't screen the people beyond asking, you know, everybody gets a terms of service mm-hmm. agreement when they sign up that says you're over 18, but they don't have any way of proving, you know, having someone prove their age.
Yeah.
And this guy even, I think he actually hooked up with a third party, not directly with 13-year-olds. So I think he actually hooked up with someone who was of age who was on Grindr, and then that person brought in the 13-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've seen on Tinder profiles
yeah.
where they'll say they're 25, 26, 27, and then you click, and in their comment part, it'll say, I'm really 17.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a real problem. Yeah. But I must say that if I was on one of these sites, I would trust that everybody on there was over 18 and of legal consenting age. Because I'm sure in the agreement, you have to click, yes, I agree. You know, you have to do that.
Yeah.
So that bothers me a little bit that this can happen. Now, 13, I can't imagine this guy didn't realize that this kid was really young. 13.
Exactly. I mean, exactly. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. 13.
You're dangerously close to being on the wrong side of
no,
the law.
No, I know.
On this one.
I'm not going to be on the wrong side of history.
With the wrong side.
I won't be on the wrong side of history or the law. I often defend perverts who are, for instance, in bars and
yes,
you're supposed to
hooking
be
hooking up with a 17-year-old.
Right, and you're supposed to be over 21 to be in the bar. To me, some of the responsibility lays on.
She had a drink in her hand.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes it has to be on the bars. I've made that clear for years. I don't want to be on the side of perverts or the wrong side of history. Okay. I just won't do that.
Can you put my jacket over my face so they can't see it?
I just will not.
Can you walk me by?
I just will not do that. And another victim of technology here. A woman has fought what's called revenge porn. She broke up with her boyfriend. She doesn't want a real name out there. They call her Hillary. And she and the boyfriend break up. Of course, as is common today with 20-something-year-olds, the boyfriend has some naked pictures of her in the bed.
That she took.
She took these pictures. They're naked of her, exposing her breasts. They're exposing all sorts of different sexual positions and this and that, and they're on top of each other and stuff. And so
I think it's just her.
It is, yes. And he took the photos. She took the photos, and he had them and put them up on the internet. So what she had to do to get them down was copyright her own breasts, which meant that she had to take more pictures of her boobs and put them out there. Is that a weird law, Lisa, how this happens? And would you recommend that for trying to get naked photos of yourself off the internet? Is this the only way to do it?
Well, you know, the cardinal rule here is do not send naked pictures of yourself
right.
to anyone, because no matter what you do, you're never going to be, she's never going to be able to contain all of this, because they were in a long-distance relationship. She sent him hundreds of pictures, it
mm-hmm.
sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
And she's already tried to copyright and has copyrighted hundreds of her own pictures. But at the end of the story, her quote was that even though she's copyrighted hundreds of photos, every time she Googles her name, she finds more photos
of course.
That
yeah.
are out there. And, you know, when you copyright a photo, a photographer owns their own images. So if she was the person taking the photo, then yes, this is the way to do it. This is the way to protect yourself.
Right.
But ultimately, she just keeps finding more and more of them, and you have to go, it's image by image. And so it's going to be very difficult for her to actually successfully contain all of this.
Yeah.
And if the boyfriend took some of them, which is my understanding, he actually took some of them.
Oh.
And then she can't stop those.
Yeah, there's nothing she
that's
can
do.
That's
his property.
Well, and see, that's what Dave Aiken said. If it was that easy to copyright your own image, why wouldn't a celebrity, why wouldn't Jennifer Aniston just take a picture of herself, copyright it, and then say you can't use it? But you can only copyright it if you take the pictures, right?
Correct. Right.
Okay.
You take the picture, and it's for that one image.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't just say, you know, that all pictures of, in fact, this woman, you know, if she's got a very similar picture that he took of her boobs to one that she took of her boobs, the one that he took can be used out there, even though it may look similar to the one she took.
Mm-mm-mm. Can I ask you a question, Lisa? I have read recently that there are a number of state legislatures trying to write laws that make this so-called revenge porn illegal. Do you know, with your legal background, is it impossible to write a law like this?
It's really difficult. There are a minority of states that have undertaken legislation like that, but it's hard to do that without, you know, trampling on other constitutional rights, because you basically would kind of fly in the face of a lot of copyright. Like, for example, with the longstanding rule that if someone else took the photo, it's their photo.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, some of these states are trying to come in and say, well, no, if it's a revenge porn thing, no matter who took it, they're criminalizing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just don't think a lot of those statutes are going to hold up.
Yeah, because it seems, you know, the photos weren't taken under duress, it appears.
Right.
You know, they were given under, you know, they were given when the couple was together, but they're not now.
That's right. And then they're his property, you know.
But the law shouldn't distinguish between that, or I don't know how you do.
I know, it'd be almost impossible to do it. I'll tell you one thing, Lisa, you said exactly right. Our kids are the exact same age. When my kids get to be early teens, I'm going to tell them, do not send naked photos of yourself to anybody. Don't even take a naked photo of yourself, because it's going to wind up on the internet.
I think it's going to go the other way, and no offense to you both, because I know you're both parents. I think everyone's pictures naked is going to be on the internet. Just don't put your face in it. That's the bottom line.
You hear that,
Keep
Lisa?
Your face out.
That's what we've become now, Lisa. A bunch of naked, headless bodies.
The naked generation.
On the internet.
I know.
I used to be
it's horrifying to think about your children growing up to do that.
I know. Of course it is.
Yeah, of course. When I was in high school, the last thing I wanted anybody to see was me naked. I tried not to change in gym class, you know? And now they're just naked, naked, naked all over the place with each other. Oh, sickening world we live in, isn't it, Lisa?
It's terrible.
I know it is. I know it is. That's exactly right. Sick. There's just all you see on the internet is genitals.
Ugh.
And now we have Tinder and Grindr. I don't know. I'm going to have a frank conversation with my kids.
No faces. If you learn nothing else,
no
faces. Keep your face out. Just parts.
Just parts.
Then you can claim it's not
just
you.
Just parts.
Then you can make the claim.
They can't keep you from getting a job that way.
That's right. Lisa Lanier's our official attorney of the Two Guys Named Chris show. She's a lawyer. She's a mother. She's a friend.
And she's young looking. She's youthful.
Yes, she is. Good to talk to you today, Lisa. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Check her out on her website, LanierLawGroup.com.